Welcome to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and it's my pleasure to have you join us here today on this lovely Saturday afternoon. Folks, I'm searching my computer like a madman, trying to find the show cause hearing notice that this fellow was given after being arrested. But there's a lot for us to learn in this case. I can't seem to find it, and it's driving me crazy. One last folder to look in, and if not, we'll proceed without it. But what happened in this situation was, after his two-hour discussion with the judge, he was ordered to sign the plea agreement or contempt. Now, right at that point, and he was ordered to sign it, he was ordered to sign it in capacity of being the defendant. Imagine that. I can think of a million responses to that, of course. How about, I'm confused on that order. Do you have a power of attorney by which you are authorized to disqualify my signature? Why don't you just sign for me and accept the liability in that way? So what goes on in the courtroom can be a disguise of what's actually going to appear on the docket sheet. That's all that was going on here. This was a desperate judge whose back was against the wall and a prosecutor as third-party defendants who had already been placed into the case as third-party defendants who refused for their own aggrandizement and for their own protection against the liability they had incurred by their own actions, who refused to allow another judge to take over the case as should be. Imagine a defendant in a case hearing the case, even under the fictional rules, that is actionable. Once they're mentioned in the case, they must step down. Now, they didn't. And that, if you're going to fight on the public, that would have been the opening that I would have been looking for. Because when they fail to step down, they are committing felony, and then there's a whole bunch of violations of official misconduct that you can find both in federal statutes and in state statutes. Now, normally we don't care about such things, but they are continuing to attempt to impose involuntary servitude while the public policy solution is working. And they've been noticed to the existence of the public policy solution. So I would have immediately called them in to a collateral venue to explain why a purported judge is sitting in review of his own case, why he should not show cause, why he should not be held in contempt of that court, why he should not be remanded for criminal investigation for impersonating a United States official. He's not a United States official once he has committed that sort of an action. Why he should not be referred for criminal prosecution for perjury of oath and a bunch of things like that. In a collateral court, that's one approach, and we will discuss others after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoner at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 15 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I thought I'd wake you up there in case you were sleeping. This is Dr. Sam Kennedy, and you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. What a fine, lazy afternoon, my friends. A Saturday afternoon with balmy skies and beautiful weather as we've had all summer in the Northeast. And thank you for joining me. So, he winds up in jail. They order him to sign in... Now imagine this. I'm ordering you to sign, not in any limited capacity, I think is how they worded it. And all he had to say to them at that point was, are you ordering me to present myself as a United States person? Or are you ordering me or enticing me into slavery by ordering me to present myself as a United States person falsely and against my will? Now that... I cannot think of a more ideal time to use that phrase than this, even with the specter of contempt hanging overhead. With the specter of contempt, I might have said, well, at this point, he already knows that I'm willing to pay for it. With a two-hour discussion in the courtroom, he knows it's paid, that I fully accept the contempt. I accept it for value. I'm returning it to you with payment. What more do we have to talk about? All right, so no commerce, no commerce, no commerce. A year of trying to get him privately to accept commerce and stop putting on the false public front. But he doesn't. So since he loves his public statute so much, why not hang him with his own statutes? I'm confused. Are you enticing me into slavery by ordering me to present myself as a United States person falsely and against my will? Because that he does not want in the record. He can go to jail for 20 years. Actually, he can go to jail for life for that, or even be put to death for that. That would have been the perfect time to use that. Knowing this fellow, he might have said that, and I'd be curious to have a conversation with him to find out how it went. So He was taken in for, he did sign in representative capacity under duress, and they took him in. Which means, number one, they do not have the defendant. They do not have his stipulation to the charge. He's making a stand, and all they have is contempt. So what do? Number one, they don't take fingerprints. Number two, they put him in isolation. Number three, they say to him, well, if you want the phone number of your friend such and such, then you need to sign this. He said, I refuse. They said, I'll give you the phone number anyway. These are the games that are played in the fiction. And number four, they issue an order for a hearing for him to show cause why he shouldn't be held in contempt. Has there ever been a sign of a judge more desperate and in a weaker position than this judge? So what would I do? If that were me sitting in there, I'd look at them and just tell them that I do not see my law in this courtroom and I have nothing more to say. They want to reject commerce. Commerce is going to bite them on the rear end, but it will take some time. And now I'm going to give them the difficult problem of having a living man being held as an involuntary slave, without a stipulated contract, without an appearance bond, with nothing. And every minute that ticks away, I guarantee you, was on that judge's mind, a lot more than on my mind. Nelson Mandela knew this in prison. Gandhi knew this when he was in prison. Think of Gandhi sitting there, or think of Gandhi outside of prison waiting for his own people to give up violence. They cared more about his hunger strike than he did. And this fellow is following that pathway. He's refusing their food. He doesn't want to be drugged. He's refusing their invitation to stipulate to being a party. And his colleagues on the outside will cement the public remedy. What he never did was enter in a... My information is he never entered in a petition to compel specific performance. That's what I was told yesterday. I suspect he might have, though, now that I think back. But if he hadn't, that's essential. A petition to compel specific performance on the earlier petition for the judge and the clerk and the fiduciaries to present themselves for a hearing to show cause why they shouldn't be held in contempt for hoarding the equity, for withholding payment, for stealing the funds from the Admiralty, whatever it was. I haven't seen his petitions, but something to that effect. So this would be a petition in the nature of an order to compel specific performance on the petition, and then the name of whatever that petition was would be listed in the caption. It might have even been a petition for the judge to show cause why he should not be referred for criminal investigation or criminal prosecution, for having, pursuant to, being a confessed felon, a confessed robber, pursuant to having confessed to having stolen funds in the special maritime jurisdiction, which is what the administrative remedy that we reviewed at the Law Merchant Conference is all about. Assembling all of the other parties' confessions to the value of the instrument, to the fact that they are holder in due course of the instrument and fully liable by conversion, and that they have confessed judgment as the successor surety. So now, I would be tempted to move both collaterally and within the same venue, always keeping in mind public policy and commerce. I would probably put together either a writ of habeas corpus, or of mandamus, or of prohibition, or all of the above. The writ of habeas would simply come down to, please look in the evidence file for any evidence contrary to the evidence in the file that all liabilities have been paid and that Mr. Such and Such and Ms. Such and Such, the judge and the clerk, have confessed to being successor surety. And I would do it by negative averment. There is no evidence of a defect in United States public record, file number such and such, that might be the file stamp of the county clerk or the clerk of court, certifying in which agent for the Secretary of State of the state of whatever state it happens to be has certified that Mr. Jones and Ms. Smith have confessed to holding all liability as holder in due course of bonded promissory note such and such and successor surety in case number such and such. That would be right out of the canon. Not that I'm saying or witnessing or testifying that they are the confessed sureties, but there is no defect in a certified United States public record testify in which an agent of a Secretary of State of one of the not-so-sovereign states has testified, has attested to the fact that all liability is being held by another party. And I might use the same approach in a writ of mandamus or prohibition, probably mandamus, ordering this judge out of the case and to be held over in prison on criminal contempt and for prosecution and ordering the prosecutor, that might be the writ of prohibition, ordering the prosecutor to investigate and lay charges in against this fellow for enticement into slavery. And those could be statutory charges. That's between that judge and its maker, the United States. At the same time, I would turn the contempt hearing into the contempt hearing that I require in the case, which is by using this petition to compel specific performance, which is usually a 10-day notice. I might cut it down to a 3-day notice and then follow it up with the petition that they cannot and never do ignore, a petition. Normally it would be for hearing to show cause, but in this case it would be a petition to show cause at the established hearing why John Jones and Sally Smith should not be held in contempt, why a tort claim should not issue to purge the contempt, and why they should not be remanded for criminal prosecution as confessed sureties in case number such and such, pursuant to their stipulation to holding all liability and the attached notice of successor surety. I might also use as count one, count two, count three, the notice of counterclaim about it being paid, the United States record that it's being paid, the notary certificate that has been certified as being paid, and other evidence of the events that we have, that I've just reviewed with you regarding this case. All of them being United States public records, none of them having anything to do with me as a living man whatsoever. There are many, many counts in this case to be able to proceed on. At the same time, I would make one of the counts a copy of the 1099-C. I would include a new bonded promissory note, if it was me, to cover the contempt charges, and I'd make it a whopper, $50 million minimally. And I would include a proposed draft copy of the 1099-C in the name of the judges and the justices in the appellate division or the court that I'm asking to issue the mandamus. And I would bond them and the statutes and the divisions and make sure they understand that the collector is coming for them as well. There's a lot more I could say, and this probably will as the program proceeds. But first, I'd like to bring in Patient John. Now, he's not a patient of mine. He's just been patient on the phone from Tennessee. John, are you there?
Music? Is the
good.
Music
John,
coming up?
John, I brought you in when the music is coming up, so we'll take you right after the break. This
All
is
right.
Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Music. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before we continue with John, a quick reminder, folks, we are offering the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, a five-day, five-night extravaganza, I guess would be appropriate in light of the past event, October 11th through October 15th, and if you're interested in attending, it is by invitation only. Roberta has a brief application that you would have to fill out, and that can be ascertained at robertat@hush.com. I say ascertained because she may have some other hoops for you to jump through. We had so many people show up at the conference without affidavits, without anything. They came all but buck naked. And so I know it put the people that I hired for registration under a bit of a gun and put us under pressure. So I know she's taking some remedial action for that with apologies in advance or whatever her devious little mind will come up with. And then we also have a free seminar all about the bankruptcy, collecting in bankruptcy. That's a two-day seminar, Saturday and Sunday, September 15th and 16th. My apologies, I wrote the wrong dates in the email I had sent out. It's not the 14th and 15th, but it's September 15th and 16th. And that, the information on that can be obtained at samsfreeseminar@hush.com. So, John, thank you for joining me. Where are you calling from, John? John, have we lost you?
I'm here.
Good. Where are you calling from, John?
I'm in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Have we met before?
I don't believe so. I've got a couple questions for you, but one pertains to bankruptcy, and the other one I have to tell a quick story to kind of set it up.
Well, why don't you hit me with a bankruptcy question, please, John?
Okay, well, basically it's pretty easy, I guess, too, but the bankruptcy question is, why is it that when a company goes bankrupt, their employees are taken to the bottom of the list as far as who they owe? Why are wages not paid before creditors?
I suspect you already know the answer to that.
I really don't.
Well, in the system of jurisprudence that is available throughout the industrialized world, and in fact in almost all nations, the operational currency is security interests. Security interests are the currency by which a creditor comes into bankruptcy and files a Form B-10. And that creditor, more often than not, would also be listed on the debtor in bankruptcy's schedule of secured or unsecured creditors. There are two schedules for those. However, the obligations to the employers would probably, if they're listed, to the employees would probably, if they are listed at all, be listed on the unsecured schedule, and the secured creditors would have a priority interest over any other claims. In fact, the employees would have to come in and make a claim. If they're not represented to make a claim, they'll get nothing. Does that answer your question?
And they'll only get a portion of what may be left after the secured creditors.
Well, that has to do with whatever plan is established.
Okay.
And how the trustee works it out. If, however, the whatever company you're hypothecating about, if that company had a substantial asset in the form of a security interest of its own or a court judgment, 5, 10, 50, 100 million, $1 billion, that trustee would have to liquidate those funds to pay the creditors. And if the creditors only had a total accumulated secured and or unsecured obligation of $50,000, they would still have to liquidate that asset to pay the creditors, and there would be an awful lot of liquid assets left over.
Okay,
you get my point.
I do.
Can I just give an
example of with anyone, if they think the courts are honest and upright. Years ago, I was in a little county here in Tennessee, and I got a ticket. I drive a truck. I got a ticket for 5 mile an hour over, so I went to court, and I watched a guy with 14 pounds of pot sent to drug rehab. A guy doing 90 and a 35, he gets driver's school. I watched third-time DUI walk away. I'm the last one that the judge speaks to. He finds me guilty and slams the gavel and says, pay the court $10 fine, $110 in court costs. And he asked me, do you have anything to say for yourself? So I said, Your Honor, may I speak freely? And he said, yes, you may. And I told him, I said, it looks to me like Bedford County wants a new courthouse, and you're getting me to help you pay for it. Well, he didn't like that. He was going to hold me in contempt. My question is, could he have? And if so, would it have been criminal or civil?
Well, when you are bantering with the judge in the courtroom that you just described to me, you're up to your nostrils in equity, and he can do what he wants in equity. He could have held you in contempt, and despite the fact that he had given his approval for you to speak freely, he can do or she can do whatever the heck he or she wants.
Well, 2 months later, he was indicted on 10 counts running prostitution and drugs out of his house.
Yeah, was this in the South?
Yes.
How did I guess?
Pardon me?
Excuse me to all my southern friends, but how did I guess that one? John, thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
To take no prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, when John mentioned to us that that judge was eventually indicted on 10 counts of, I believe it was prostitution, we just knew that had to be in the South, didn't we? Because obviously there have never been any brothels or illicit activity in the state of New York, and especially the city of New York. Anyone who's walked Times Square understands that that is just a hotbed of lovely Christian habitat. But anyway, friends, we're seeing more judges indicted on 10 counts of persecution as opposed to prostitution. And more of that's coming. I think what the United States system of jurisprudence is undergoing, and which is intensifying radically and will continue to intensify as more information and more knowledge about commerce and public policy is disseminated, we're going to see some radical changes in the courts and, in fact, some radical changes outside the courts. Things are happening that may wind up, folks, with substantial alternatives to the United States fictional system of jurisprudence. So stay tuned. We'll see what comes down the pike. Should be a very, very interesting balance to the year. We were talking about a petition in the nature of a motion for a hearing to show cause why a judge should not be held as a bad boy. Why, instead of a judge, let's look at it as third-party defendants, which would be the successor sureties in the case, should not be held in contempt, should not be referred for criminal investigation and prosecution, etc., for list various injuries and actions, acts of omission and commission that have been taken. But really, we should be looking at this from a public policy perspective always. So it should be simply, should not be held pursuant to their confession as successor surety, or their stipulation to holding all liability in case number such and such by conversion, and on and on. With other liable parties, our job becomes so much easier. Because all we have to say is, all right, who was driving the car that rear-ended mine before I got smashed into him? Because the guy who hit you at 100 miles per hour in the rear when you were standing at a stop sign is truly responsible for the calamity. And he who accepts the liability is also responsible for payment. Once you've tendered your instrument and given a notice of counterclaim, it's a done deal, which is why we recommend it. I believe in the last program, if you haven't downloaded the last program live from the conference, it's something that I suggest you may want to get a hold of from the archives and listen to, and that would have been last Sunday. What would the date have been? We started on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, maybe the 5th. The 4th was a rerun, Saturday the 4th, and the 5th was a live program from the conference, 2 hours with various guests and technology that we reviewed on the fly. So some of that information may be very helpful from a learning or entertainment perspective. There's no shortage to the things that once creativity is unleashed in our heart, there's no shortage to the things that our little brains might be able to come up with. And our brains are very little compared to our hearts. And so you never know what interesting approach to living as a free man or woman you might be able to develop, as opposed to writing to someone such as myself for a solution. The solutions are all around you, and you're closer to the situation. And if you're able to develop your God-given skills of observation and creativity, then you will be able to. You will be able to see things that no one else can see. So, my friends, try this little exercise with me just off the top of my head. Let's all close our eyes, please. And let's take a couple of deep breaths. Breathe deeply with me, please. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Now, please, don't close your eyes if you're driving down the highway. And breathe in and breathe out. And now, on your next breath, I want you to feel all of your fear and all of your anxiety cast forth on your breath. So you take a deep breath in, and then breathe out all of that anxiety, and just feel your muscles relax. And the reason I'm asking you to do this is so that now, without the tightness in your stomach and your heart seizing, think back to the last incident of controversy in your primary case, but continue to breathe deeply. And now see yourself as an outsider, an observer, floating overhead instead of a principal involved in the controversy. And just see, what might you be able to see as an outsider that you can't see as an inside principal? And when you can do that, even if it requires you to sit down like this after and relax your muscles The reason we relax our muscles is so that the circulation can shift to our brain. Our brain will become more powerful, and to our heart, and explore within ourselves what creativity we see that we might not have seen before. Now, this is not a foolish exercise, friends, in Sam Kennedy having gone demented. I've used this exercise when I found myself fresh out of ideas. That doesn't happen often. But I can take myself back from the situation, and it often becomes readily apparent to me what I've been missing and why I'm in trouble, because usually I'm the cause of the trouble, not the other guy. So you may want to try this exercise on your own. Give yourself 10 or 15 minutes and really relax. If you can literally feel muscle group by muscle group drain, the energy from each muscle group drain from the top of your head down with each exhaling breath, you may start to feel a pins and needles kind of tingling in your hands and feet when you envision the blood draining out of those. This is what in Eastern medicine they call running energy. It's the most strange feeling, but it's the moment at which you will have greatest clarity of thinking and be able to envision what you should do in your case and exhaust your creativity before you attempt to harness the creativity of others. You may find this to be very, very helpful. So, that said, why don't we bring Bill in from Georgia? Bill, are you there? Bill, are you on the phone? I think Bill fell asleep. Chris from Carolina. Chris, are you there? My friends, I put the whole audience to sleep. If truth be known, I used to use hypnosis in practice. And it could be, it's nothing more than guided relaxation, but it can be a portal into greater ability to think and redirecting blood flow for greater ability to think. You know how when you have a big meal and all the blood rushes to your stomach and 15, 20 minutes later you are unable to think clearly as part of the normal insulin cycle? Well, we can reverse that by shunting blood flow away from the skeletal muscles, putting it back into the circulatory system, and letting it infuse greater amounts of oxygen into the brain. And the deep breathing also help oxygenate the blood more effectively than shallow breathing. So there's actually a medical as well as a spiritual value to an exercise like that. Anyway, friends, as long as our phone callers have departed, why don't we continue with the petition in the nature of emotion? Actually, let's move to another petition, which I think you'll enjoy. But also let me say that those two petitions that I mentioned, the petition to compel specific performance, and then the follow-up petition 10 days later or 4 days later, which is a petition for a hearing, will almost always receive a response. It may not be the response you want, but it will move them off of ground zero. Now, imagine in this fellow's case, if he had used a petition for a hearing to show cause within his own venue, to show cause why they shouldn't be remanded for a criminal investigation pursuant to their holding of equity, their having stolen funds in the Admiralty, but more importantly, for their failure to have acted on the petition to compel, and for their failure to have removed themselves as named participants in the case. Now you've got them in a double bind. If he rules in his own favor against the hearing for show cause, he's in huge trouble and knows it. And you can prosecute that quite easily. I don't normally say easily, but that can be prosecuted quite easily in the public, in any one of a number of different venues. If he fails to act on the petition to show cause, now he's in contempt, and you can have him thrown in jail for contempt. He's confessed contempt by default. It's a given. Failure to act on this petition is a confession of that contempt. He doesn't need the show cause hearing anymore. And lastly, he has the option of ruling in your favor. So any one of those three choices is hell on earth for that judge. And there isn't an easy solution for them. So the petition to compel and the petition for a hearing to show cause, that 1-2 punch, can be very effective in the right hands. At the same time, one is moving in a collateral jurisdiction for mandamus, prohibition, or habeas corpus, but also showing evidence of what will happen to the judges that are being petitioned in that case regarding treasury liquidation, 1099C, a complaint and lawsuit for the interpleaded funds, the $500 million that they failed to account for, a petition to the United States trustee for the issuance of distress warrants pursuant to the failure to transfer funds to Treasury in a pending judicial case, a petition to the Comptroller General to petition the U.S. trustee for that same outcome, because it is the Comptroller General's obligation to petition the Secretary of the Treasury for distress warrants to be issued to marshals in the district where the property and the principals are situate in cases where funds in a pending judicial case have not been transferred to Treasury. In other words, the Comptroller General, who's in charge of the money, is supposed to go before the Secretary of the Treasury and say, I need you to collect my money. That's United States money you have to go after, which means it's International Monetary Fund money and World Bank money. Speaking of money, has anyone seen the headlines, which I believe originated in the Wall Street Journal and then were sent out either on AP or UPI or vice versa, about the plunge in the Dow and the banks worldwide trying to prop up the economy due to credit fear? And people are running back to treasury bills. How about running to commodities, to gold and silver, because they can't lose their value? They can fluctuate with respect to the dollar, but if the dollar ceases to exist or collapses, we'll all be wishing that we had a passel of silver and gold coins or bullion. I'm not making that recommendation, but it's something to be considered. By the way, that reminds me, you might want to check out Republic, I forget the exact name of the group. I'll have it here in just one second. I believe it's Republic Trading as opposed to a Republic Trading Group. Let me just check for one second, my friends. Yes, Republic Trading. It is my understanding, and excuse my lack of memory for proper names, it is my understanding that Republic Trading has great deals on gold, and that it's far less than the broker fees one would pay outside. So you might want to tune that in, and in so doing, help support this wonderful network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I see we're just about up for a break, but let me pop open this petition that I mentioned to you. This comes under the banner of Hellfire Enforcement Strategies. Here's the brief title to this petition. People at the Law Merchant Conference got a kick out of this, I suspect. A petition in the nature of a motion by restricted appearance for an instant hearing for third-party defendants severally to identify under penalty of perjury and full commercial liability the defendant. Repeat that. To identify the defendant under penalty of perjury and full commercial liability, and also to identify the defendant's surety and a defect in petitioner's declaration of political status, comma, deny liability as confessed sureties for the defendant, comma, certify the charges, comma, and show cause why they should not be remanded to satisfy all obligations attributed to the defendant commercially and corporally as confessed successor surety. That's quite a mouthful. What are we doing there? Well, if you think about that title, you understand that it comes down to one simple principle. We want a hearing for that guy over there to state under oath that he's not liable and that he can identify the defendant and the defendant's surety other than himself in this hearing. On that happy note, my friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Back, my friends, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and I have had the hour of hosting this program and meeting with all of you fine folks by way of the magic of the internet and shortwave, and also in person at the Law Merchant Leadership Conference just completed this past Monday. Folks, that experience was so crystallizing for me and so invigorating in the exposure that I was blessed with to so many hardworking, brilliant, industrious, and determined lovers of freedom, that I truly understand what an honor it is to be in this position, to be at the core of a movement for people who base their actions on divine principles and whose goal it is to act within honor to themselves, to their government, which is themselves, to their families and friends, and to the rest of the world during their time in this world, on their way to that world. So I want to thank everyone who attended for making it such a tremendous event. Many of those people have already signed up, much to my shock, for the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat in October from October 15th, a Thursday, through the following Tuesday, October 11th through the following Tuesday, October 15th. And many of them have also signed up in droves, I might add, for the free conference, the Collecting in Bankruptcy Seminar, to be held Saturday and Sunday, September 15th and 16th, both of those in Albany, New York. For the free seminar, please send an email to samsfreeseminar@hush.com. That's a hard one to remember, isn't it? And for the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat, please contact Roberta T. as in Thomas at hush.com, and she'll put you through the procedures. Will only require your firstborn child to be held in deposit. I want to express my appreciation to all those folks who are already clogging the emails with their kind messages and heartfelt good wishes and express intentions to attend one or both of those conferences. I look forward to doing my very best and all that I can to turn those into rewarding experiences. I will give you my personal guarantee that you will not be disappointed. We will ensure that by format and information and methodology and procedure and just sheer force of will, I will give you everything that I have and attempt to answer all questions before the meeting is over and have you depart feeling that you've gained something substantial upon which to build whatever your heart tells you and your good intentions tell you is the appropriate pathway for you. That said, please join me tomorrow night at 9 p.m. right here, Eastern Standard Time, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and next Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and feel free to download the programs in the Republic Archives right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
A message for